Tammy. Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research to complete a survey that we started before. Do you remember?
Yeah, let's finish the 7 questions. I still have a lot of work to get to my weekend.
Okay, thank you so much. I will do it faster, okay? So please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned with the following statements. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. You're concerned or not concerned at all?
Concerned.
I would just say very or somewhat concerned.
I would say, I think it depends, but I'll say somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not concerned at all.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all.
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very, somewhat, a little, or not concerned at all?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leaving them more hate in our communities. Makes you feel very, somewhat, little, or not concerned at all? Thank you so much. I'm going to read you 2 different approaches about President Biden and the former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view. First one says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And the second one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which one is the most closer to your point of view?
Biden.
It will say somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you so much. After hearing some information, let me ask you again, this November election, if the election for president will held today, would you vote in for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidates Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Biden.
Thank you so much. As best you could say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers, yes or no?
In passing, yes. Like acquaintance level, yes.
Understand. So there's pretty much a part of your family member, probably friends or coworkers.
Oh, then no.
Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Would you say Fox News Channel, MSNBC or CNN, TikTok, Univision, Telemundo, Instagram, WhatsApp, OAN or Newsmax, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Facebook, or none of the above?
I use some of those. I would say Instagram. On different accounts, MSN, CNN.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you, just a statistical questions purposes, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
China and Poland.
Understand. And were you born in the United States mainland or in another country?
San Francisco, California.
Okay, in the United States. Were either of your parents born on Puerto Rico and another island or another country? You say no, right?
No, both United States.
Thank you. What languages do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm usually agnostic to parties, but leaning more towards Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not really strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
Thank you. Finally, just for verification purposes with my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Tammy.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study, yes or no?
If it can be a CD, sure. Or if you want to send it text message, that's fine too.
Thank you so much. Well, with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.